Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Must be good times for the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley. Just as Jimmy Carter reads a sigh of relief that he's no longer America's worst president, Milley, who commanded the disastrous U.S. Afghanistan pullout, is no longer the world's worst general. That honor now goes to Vlad Putin, who, according to The Guardian, citing U.S. intelligence sources, is the general who directly, specifically brought Russia its biggest military failure in its special operation against Ukraine. He was out there playing colonel, the report said. It was ugly. According to The New York Times, the destruction wreaked on a Russian battalion as it tried to cross a river in northeastern Ukraine last week is emerging as among the deadliest engagements of the war, with estimates based on publicly available evidence now suggesting that well over 400 Russian soldiers were killed or wounded. Which began like this. On May 11th, the Russian commander reportedly sent about 550 troops of the 74th Motorized Rifle Brigade of the 41st Combined Arms Army to cross the Donets River at Balahorivka in the eastern Luhansk region in a bid to encircle Ukrainian forces near Rubizin. I don't know Russian. Satellite images reveal that Ukrainian artillery destroyed several Russian pontoon bridges and laid waste to a tight concentration of Russian troops and equipment around the river. The Institute of the Study of War, citing analyses based on the publicly available imagery, indicated that there could have been as many as 485 Russian soldiers killed or wounded, and more than 80 pieces of equipment destroyed. This would be termed a military error. In the military, when you're moving mechanized forces, first of all, you should have enough room between you and who's in front of you to where if you have to go left, right, or whatever, you can. You should never stack up, right? When you take off, you should move like as one, right? Not none of this slinky nonsense that, I mean, saw plenty of it in the 80s when I was driving a track, but This is not nothing new. This is, you know, the vehicles are new and everything else. The actual principle and the philosophical setup of the way, you know, the mechanized infantry moves hasn't changed since, you know. I'm sure that George Patton could have dealt with these guys quite easily with his stuff that he had at the time. The New York Times points out that the military error, which cost Russia hundreds of lives and a 73-piece loss of equipment, in one pop was very obvious to Russia's military bloggers, who are a pro-Russia bunch. And they are now having misgivings about the generals at the top who engineered the catastrophe. I've been keeping quiet for a long time, said Yuri Podolyaka, a war blogger with 2.1 million followers on Telegram, and said in a video posted on Friday saying he had avoided criticizing the Russian military till now. The last straw that overwhelmed my patience was the events around this attack, which were due to stupidity. And I emphasize because of the stupidity of the Russian command, at least one battalion tactical group was burned, possibly two. And we get, and a third. Vladimir Tatarsky posted that Russia's eastern offensive was moving slowly, not just because of the lack of surveillance drones, but also because of these generals and their tactics. He wrote, until we get the last name of the military genius who laid down a BTG by the river and the answers for it publicly, we won't have any military reforms. And according to The Guardian, there is a name that's out there. Because Vladimir Putin has become so personally involved in the Ukraine war that he is making operational and tactical decisions at the level of a colonel or a brigadier, according to Western military sources. Now, the problem with this is that he's sitting in Moscow. And he's reacting to what he's being told through some method of communication to a field-grade officer on the ground. That's no way to run a railroad. I mean, he's helping determine the movement of the forces in the Donbas, where last week the invaders suffered a bloody defeat as they tried on multiple occasions to cross a strategic river in the east of Ukraine. He is also working very closely with General Valery Gerasimov, the commander of the Russian armed forces, in contrast to claims made by Ukraine last week that the military chief had been sidelined. We think Putin and Gerasimov are involved in tactical decision-making at a level we would normally expect to be taken by a colonel or a brigadier. See, typically, on the ground, the theater commanders are the ones doing the day-to-day. And they report what they've done and what they got out of it to their hires, who then report it to their hires, and then it makes it finally to somebody at Putin's level. And Putin says, oh, no, that's, or he says, that's great, or he says, no, that's just not the way we do things. And, you know, that's the way that's supposed to work. Field commanders need to have agility at their fingertips to make decisions. But that's Putin for you. This man who he's for years built up a reputation for competence and vigor. And the dictator who, like Mussolini, made the trains run on time. But it turns out that on the battlefield, he's a total moron. And the fact that he's in a high place has led to tremendous losses for his country. And as a battlefield commander, he's even worse than General Milley in terms of lives lost. While in terms of equipment lost, he may not be in the same league quantity-wise, but in terms of damage done, he's certainly comparable, given that Russia's running out of equipment. As a strategic decision maker, he ups Milley and his bright decision to abandon the Bagram airport in favor of the crowded and dangerous one in Kabul as the Taliban terrorists took power, with his bright idea to ford that river all at once where the Ukrainians who knew their land well were waiting on them. Maybe Putin can claim credit for not importing thousands of unvetted migrants into his company the way Milley did, endangering millions of Americans, except, there were the thousands of involuntary deportations into Russia of unwilling Ukrainians who were presumably unvetted, too. Immigration works differently in Russia. What we have here is incompetence on an industrial scale by someone who shouldn't be anywhere near a battlefield decision. And it's tempting to guess that maybe both the Times and The Guardian, which have both been known to be in bed with politicized intelligence community manipulators, might be doing some kind of disinformation propaganda project tag team operation to demoralize the Russians and maybe hasten a coup, which a Ukrainian general says is happening in slow motion now as angry Russians start to question the value of the war. But Putin is accused of doing what Stalin did, micromanaging battlefield decisions to tremendous loss of life. And he would be perfectly capable of acting that out, as Stalin did, imitating his Vaz, thinking of glory and resilience of Mother Russia as his justification for horning in and micromanaging from a safe spot, the way Stalin did after he killed off the only competent generals of the USSR early on. Maybe he should take a look at what happened to Mussolini after all was said and done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I got two questions that I'm mulling over right now in this little short segment of ours. First of all, recently on Sports Illustrated, and, you know, this doesn't really have anything to do with anything other than the fact that this is what they're trying to force down your throat as the way things need to be. And they had an enormous woman on there. And there's a reason for this on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. It's supposed to subvert our shallow and unaccepting standard of beauty. But we've become so used to formerly proud institutions letting their inmates run the asylum that all we can say is, oh, well, SI was fun while it lasted, and wave goodbye to yet another institution that has committed harakiri. My other question is, what happened to COVID? Not much, actually. The number of cases is down, but not hugely. People are still getting it, and fewer dying from it, but the masks are largely gone, except in the most primitive and superstitious corners of America. And life is pretty much back to normal. And we are now seeing, well, stupid people are now seeing, since we always saw that the pandemic panic was a massive overreaction that ruined the economy and ruined lives. And, of course, the truth will never be spoken aloud by the regime media, which somehow forgot to mark the million death milestone under President Dust Gumby. What a disaster that is. Do you remember Amy Schumer? She's the shrill, unfunny, and unpleasant comedian who Hollywood inaugurated as the next big thing. And that part was true, just not in the way they intended it. Hollywood had done pretty well with Pretty Women for a long time, but the smart people of smartness who recently took over the production roles in the industry knew better. And after all, attractive women validated a traditional cisgender idea of beauty, and that had to be forcibly stamped out. So suddenly the slightly less appalling version of Lena Dunham, herself foisted upon the viewing public, was being cast in roles that had previously gone to unlumpy, lovely women. This would show us. But it taught us nothing except that we had better things to do than spend money watching big screen heifers frolic on IMAX. Her movie sank like a boat she was sailing in, and the money guys forced a rethink. She just disappeared overnight. Now the Barbie movie role is not going to Amy Schumer, but to Margot Robbie. And Amy Schumer was going to play Barbie. Maybe Brian Stelter, who is a potato, could have put Ben Ken. Biology wins when it's combined with dollars. You can mention the ginormous Lizzo, but that's a sideshow, because America really wants Taylor Swift, who is about one-fifth of a Lizzo. The Sports Illustrated cover Zeppelin was just another attempt to show us squares that our bourgeois taste is unacceptable. Perhaps we should be happy that apparently she's a woman, or one woman. Playboy, which took a similar dive into the sea of irrelevancy, featured a dude pretending to be a girl. When was the last time you bought a Sports Illustrated or a Playboy magazine, for that matter? Maybe the fact that magazines are dying makes it easier for weirdos to run them, since people interested in the future are fleeing. Sports Illustrated can weigh in with people who are just not attractive, and it makes no difference because the magazine's formerly legendary swimsuit edition makes no difference anymore. Hollywood at least hopes continues a going concern, and that's why the hottie replaced the naughty. You may observe that neither I nor most of the men and women listening to this We're not svelte. I'm not svelte. You know? I'm normal. The people that appear in movies, movies is an escape. It's a way to get away from what I left outside. So I can go in there and spend $9 on a small box of buttered popcorn and $23 on a watered down Sprite and go in there and watch and believe that Iron Man exists. I'm not looking to have something forced down my throat, some new normal. And beauty is actually on the inside. But that's irrelevant since we're not portraying ourselves as models demonstrating our cultural aspirations. And we're not trying to subvert existing standards of beauty. That's the thing. See, they are. We're not. This kind of nonsense, included but not limited to this bizarre obsession with trying to make unattractive people attractive, provides only one of many examples of why the institutions are failing. Did you see the jeans ad with the pregnant man? Maybe we can make our own institutions after these burn down for the insurance. I don't know. And where did COVID go? Well, it's still here. Only we're not freaking out, but instead we're living our lives with it. And if you want a vax, you can get it. You can boost and boost and boost to your heart's content. After over 2 years of the establishment's utter incompetence, America has had enough. It's all over but the leftist masking. Science did not free us from the ridiculous orgy of self-destruction designed to avoid for what most people is a middling cold. In fact, science and the science people who we're supposed to trust and defer to were wrong about almost everything for 2 years. If they'd had their way, we would be in a perma-lockdown like the ones being imposed by their role models in Red China. And what stopped the pandemic was polling. Well, the Democrats saw how in the midterms they were going to get eaten up like a dozen blueberry muffins lying on the crafts table at most recent Sports Illustrated swimsuit model photo shoot. They suddenly pulled a 180 and got rid of the insanity. But now there has to be a reckoning. And the regime media will try to avoid it. Gone are the corpse counters, and that evil gnome Fauci is almost never to be seen on the cable shows, but we cannot forget what they did to the country and our economy and our kids. We'll be paying for their gross incompetence for decades. When the GOP retakes power, we need a Truth and Reconciliation Committee to ensure this atrocity never happens again. Long live accountability. Let's us live the dream, shall we? I'm not going to have my standards changed by anybody telling me what is and is not something. Just not happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News.
North Korea is readying an imminent intercontinental ballistic missile test as U.S. President Joe Biden prepares to travel to South Korea this week. This, according to UPI and a South Korean national security advisor, U.S. and South Korean officials have warned in recent weeks that North Korea is also getting ready to conduct a nuclear weapon test. Biden will arrive in Seoul on Friday for a 3-day visit. A former Minneapolis police officer pleaded guilty Wednesday to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. As part of the plea deal, Thomas Lane will have a count of aiding and abetting second-degree unintentional murder dismissed. The state is recommending a sentence of 3 years for Lane and has agreed to allow him to serve time in a federal prison. You're listening to USA Radio News. While protesters continue their siege at the homes of U.S. Supreme Court members over a leaked court opinion draft regarding abortion, Justice Clarence Thomas hit back against the elite media. Thomas, during a conference,
one of the things I say in response to the media is when they talk about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
Tens of billions of dollars will be spent on supporting farmers, addressing the fertilizer supply crisis, and developing land for food production. According to the U.S. Treasury, the Asian Development Bank will contribute funds to feeding Afghanistan and Sri Lanka, and the African Development Bank will use $1.5 billion to assist 20 million African farmers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The shooting in Buffalo was a horrific tragedy, but we can expect that the media will turn it into a political circus, which they have. And just we could have expected the New York City subway shooting to fade from the headlines, which it has. Media picks and chooses which mass shootings to highlight and which to ignore entirely based on whether they might provide useful political fodder for the Democratic Party. Andrew Pollack, after his daughter Meadow was murdered in the Parkland school shooting, the media spent months covering a handful of students who wanted to go on a political crusade for gun control. But after children were murdered in the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, and the kids there didn't want to jump on CNN to attack the NRA and Trump, that tragedy faded from the headlines within days. The truth is, there's all sorts of extreme racialist ideologies that can flip a switch in the psychopath's brain, and it becomes a pretext for mass murder, rampage killing. The Buffalo shooter seems to have adopted one extremist ideology commonly found on the fringes of the internet. The New York City subway shooter seems to have adopted another extremist ideology commonly found on the pages of the New York Times. somewhat a sick and sad thing to live in a country where the media's main interest in mass murder is whether they can leverage it to attack their ideological opponents. Part of the reason that we have so many of these shootings is that we almost never have a clear-eyed public conversation about public safety after these types of atrocities. We almost never look directly at the common denominator behind these shootings and how we could take concrete steps to address them. And one lesson comes from the places that are attacked. And although I hate to draw attention to the Buffalo Shooter's Manifesto, we must note that part of it, and he declared that attacking in a weapon-restricted area may decrease the chance of civilian backlash. Schools, courts, or areas where concealed carry permits are outlawed or prohibited may be a good area of attack. Areas where CCW are low may also fit in this category. Areas with strict gun control laws are also great places of attack. This is the Buffalo Shooter saying the quiet part out loud. By and large, mass shootings tend to take place in gun-free zones. Turns out that would-be rampage killers aren't actually deterred by a public ordinance asking them to drop their weapon. Rather, they realize that other law-abiding citizens will be, and that therefore those will be the safest possible places to attack. The New York City subway shooter also undoubtedly knew that subway riders would not be packing. Second lesson comes from the fact that neither of these men should have been enabled to do what they did. The New York City subway shooter had a very long rap sheet, but undoubtedly the system took it easy on him every step of the way. In the mid-1990s, a court record reveals that he made a terroristic threat, but he was sentenced only to probation in order to undergo behavioral health treatment. The Buffalo shooter allegedly threatened to shoot up his school around graduation time. The police were informed, but he wasn't arrested. He was only told to undergo some mental health counseling. He wasn't even compelled by the court, I don't guess. And despite making serious and credible threats and interacting with police about them, neither were tagged with a felony, which meant they were not prohibited, which meant they were able to buy a gun legally. Now, in the coming weeks, you're going to hear a lot more about gun control. But here's where the argument breaks down for me. Another common denominator about all of these rampage killings is that threatening to murder your classmate is a felony in most places. Law already says that felons can't buy guns in all places. Laws on the books in Broward County, Florida, and in Buffalo, New York, weren't the problem. The problem was that the laws were not enforced. If our society is not willing to arrest and prosecute people who threaten to commit mass murder, then the whole gun control argument is at best a distraction. But it's actually worse than that. Because what always seems to happen is that these tragedies get exploited to push for policies that make them more likely. To push for more gun-free zones, to push for more restrictions on gun ownership or concealed carry, to push for more places that murderous psychopaths can properly see as a soft target. And meanwhile, the push to decriminalize offenses, to make it harder for a system to prosecute felonies that could prevent would-be mass murderers from buying guns, proceeds apace. What we have going on here is the state has forgotten that the people of the state, the law-abiding people of the state, are their constituents, and they're the ones they should be protecting. And the power of the state to protect its people is breaking down. In some cases, it's just being given up. And ultimately, and you know, what this does, and I mean, one of the saddest things about looking at self-defense or lack of self-defense in a lot of cases is you look at something and you realize this could have been so different in a different light. We know, for example, that if this guy had thought that there was somebody there that might, more than one person that might shoot back at him, he wouldn't have gone. He was looking for a soft target. He was looking for a soft target. And then, I don't know the response time to this particular incident. I have not looked at it. It was, you know, when you watch the shooting was done very coldly. Now, when you pop somebody and put them on the ground and then you shoot them again just to make sure, that's pretty cold. And he wasn't doing that to everybody. At one point, he comes right up on, guns up on somebody, and so white guy says sorry to that guy and walks around looking for another target. If somebody there had been able to take his... Yeah, he's wearing soft armor and some other things too, but being hit in the armor, I mean, that takes a little bit of effort. And I think the guard that was shooting at him probably put his shots center mass and was hitting him in the body armor. You know. That's because that's the biggest target there is. But a head with a helmet on it is a pretty big target, too. I think he had a helmet on as well. And, you know, I would have been tracking up. The sad part about this is that in these instances, some of you already know this, but, you know, help isn't coming in time. Help can't get there in time. Waiting for help to get there means you're rolling the dice on something that on a table you don't even get to stand at. The only thing you can possibly do is take the necessary steps to protect yourself, which every one of you should be doing today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. There's a headline on Rolling Stone, the Rolling Stone reporter, who says, Buffalo shooter is a mainstream Republican. Only today, only in 21st century America, would this even be a thing. I can only imagine newsrooms across America in the aftermath of the heinous shooting in Buffalo. It looks like it was committed by a white nationalist. To the left, they were jumping for glee since they can finally report on a mass shooting because it fits their narrative, because there's been plenty of them that they didn't want to report on because it didn't fit the narrative. They did not fit the bill regarding the ethnicity of the perpetrator. And you don't, you know, no need to elaborate on this any further. In short, Rolling Stone wrote that the Buffalo shooter, Peyton Gendron, is a mainstream Republican. But there's something about the author that also sheds a light on how this piece is trash. In an unrelated matter, this piece serves as yet another reason for Rolling Stone to just go back to writing about music, movies, and the other forms of entertainment. Because think of every predictable leftist talking point imaginable, and you'll get the point of this story. So here we have it via Rolling Stone. There's no such thing as a lone wolf, an appellation often given in error to terrorists who act alone, particularly those of the white supremacist variety. They are only those people who, fed a steady diet of violent propaganda and stochastic terror, take annihilatory rhetoric to its logical conclusion. Such was the case on Saturday when a teenage white supremacist named Peyton Gendron opened fire in a supermarket in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, killing 10 people while live streaming the carnage on the live video site Twitch. Prior to the shooting, he had posted a 180-page manifesto in which he laid out his rationale clearly. He was an adherent of what is called the Great Replacement Theory, the idea that white people in the United States and white majority countries around the world are being systematically, deliberately outbred and replaced by immigrants and ethnic minorities in a deliberate attempt to rid the world of whiteness. It's a conspiracy theory that has inspired terror attacks in New Zealand and Pittsburgh, San Diego, and El Paso, an ideology that marries demographic panic with the idea of a cunning, nefarious plot. Reading through the document, what struck me hardest, however, was how very close the killer's ideas were to the American mainstream, the white-hot core of American politics. The demographics of the United States are changing, and the share of population considered white is shrinking. The change is occurring faster than anticipated thanks to the relative ages of white and non-white populations in the country. The non-white population trends significantly younger, and all national population growth is being driven by non-white groups, according to an analysis by Brookings. This confluence of death, birth, and immigration is in and of itself morally neutral, a matter of the natural ebb and flow of populations over time. But in the era of the white majority as it nears its end, a revanchist racist right has treated the facts of demography as an occasion for a sweeping, violent moral panic. Donald Trump's ascendance was a key marker of the force of white racial panic from the moment he launched his candidacy. His overt racism set the party's agenda, and from the very first, his rhetoric directly provoked racist violence. Far from ebbing as Trump has ceased to be the party's sole center, however, the tide of white animus has become even more central to a new crop of congresspeople and candidates. The Republican Party's embrace of nativism has been more of a full-on dash than a slow slide, and has been catalyzed by the vast constellation of right-wing media. Chief among those is the juggernaut that is Fox News. So, the writer of this is somebody named Talia Levin. She was the New York staffer who was falsely accused of a wounded combat veteran working as an ICE agent of having a Nazi tattoo. And it was actually a symbol of his platoon in Afghanistan. Now, if you look at Mr. Gendron's manifesto, it's quite clear that he's not a conservative. He's a racist eco-fascist. Whatever that is. I don't know what that is. Yet that hasn't stopped the leftist media from trying to paint this guy as a Tucker Carlson acolyte. There's nothing mainstream about this guy at all. There's nothing... This isn't modern conservatism. This isn't based even on reality. And the author not knowing, that is not shocking. You might know her. Because, like I said, she was that fact checker. And there's no accountability in the leftist media. We all know that, which is how these clowns keep getting recycled and finding new places of refuge to spew inaccuracies. But hey, it's out there now. And if anybody actually reads Rolling Stone, which I used to read Rolling Stone because I wanted to know who was number one and what was coming out soon and all that other fun stuff. Don't read it now. Because they've defaulted into a political rag. Does anybody understand that politics... I don't want politics out there. Does anybody get that? Biden is going to push gun control. Gun control is going to get pushed. He got out here the other day and falsely claimed, like I said, in Buffalo, that when they had the assault weapons ban, that everything went down. This is a claim he's repeatedly made while attempting to take advantage of a tragedy. But according to data provided by the Department of Justice, the ban cannot be credited with reducing violence of mass shootings. In 2004, which was after it had sunset, they funded a study from the University of Pennsylvania Center of Criminology, and it concluded the ban cannot be credited with a decrease in violence carried out with firearms. The report is titled, An Updated Assessment of the Federal Assault Weapons Ban, Impacts on Gun Markets and Gun Violence, 1994 to 2003. We cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence. And indeed, there's been no discernible reduction in the lethality and injuriousness of gun violence. Based on indicators like the percentage of gun crimes resulting in death or the share of gunfire incidents resulting in injury. Summary of the report of the study's findings states, the ban's impact on gun violence is likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for a reliable measurement. Assault weapons, which read that to mean semi-automatic rifles, were used in no more than 8% of gun crimes even before the ban. So, you know. What'd you expect from these guys? What'd you expect from him? Here's the thing. This is the thing that incenses me so much. This is going to happen again. And again. And again. Because we don't learn the lesson. Some of you know the lesson. Some of you have taken steps to not be part of the object study. I appreciate it. I do. I appreciate that you're looking out. But this has everything to do with more control over you. And they're not going to rest until they get it or until they're gone. They've damaged their brand as far as the way their policy and everything else to such a degree that, I'm not even sure if they know what's going on. I'm pretty sure they don't, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. But back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Pay attention to this one. This one is the eye-opener. This has been Lock and Load. Nexus Sights meets the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.